Hi, this is Narayanan, and I'm Head of Business Insights at ACCA, Association of Chartered Certified Accountants. I'm delighted to welcome you to this short podcast on the subject of AI ethics, which is on the back of a report jointly produced by ACCA and CAANZ, Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand. The report is entitled Ethical AI for Sustainable Adoption, and essentially looks at the connections between the world of AI and the world of ESG, environmental, social, and governance considerations. The comments that follow come from Karen Smith, who's a partner at IBM and who has deep expertise in the area of governance, particularly data governance. And given that AI is fundamentally driven by data, she has a deep interest, therefore, also in AI ethics and AI governance related considerations. So let's hear directly from Karen.
My name is Karen Smith, and I'm a partner at IBM. I started my career at BDO, training with ACCA, and from there I was the accountant at a software house. And one day the managing director came to me and said, Karen, you know all about these charts of accounts things, and these ledgers. Can you come and talk to some clients for us just to explain what we're doing with the software? I did that, and then that led me into consulting. Out of accountancy into consulting, and where I am today, which is now responsible for data within financial services at IBM. And it's been an interesting journey. So what types of things do we see at the moment that are trending? AI, of course, is a big thing, but I think we should just be clear about what we mean about AI. If we look at data science produces the insights, machine learning produces predictions, and then the AI is the actions off that. So that these are the next best actions that we can take from those predictions and those insights. Some use case examples that I could give would be particularly around the mortgages space. These are trends that we're seeing very big at the moment, particularly last year with COVID, we saw this. And they can either be or could either be payment holidays, perhaps, or even churn. So let's look at payment holidays. On payment holidays, a lot of people last year struggled to pay their mortgages, and we could gather data that the banks were holding with externally available data to produce the insights, then to use machine learning to predict what people couldn't pay, why they couldn't pay, and then either give them a payment holiday, and the banks were then offering people holidays based on the insights that they had gathered on that data. Some of the issues that we see with that are the quality of the data. The data absolutely has to be good quality. So if you're bringing in external data, then you need to make sure that it's good and qualified. A lot of the government data is pretty good, and you would hope you'd be fairly safe with that. And then the internal data, you need to make sure it's clean. And by contacting their clients, customers regularly, the banks are hoping to keep this as clean as they possibly can. So now you know you've got somebody who would benefit from a payment holiday. Within your organisation bank, you might also be holding other data about those, that household, that family, that person. And the regulator is looking very closely at whether, if you bring those two pieces of data together, they could act differently for that person. So, for example, if you're also holding in marketing, let's say, the fact that this person works for a big hotel chain, and that hotel chain has just released a lot of people due to COVID, but on the mortgages application, it just says hospitality or something like that. The fact that you know that they may be losing their job could bring a different insight into it. And the regulator is looking very closely at banks not using those two pieces of data together to treat the customer fairly. And it's all about treating customers fairly, as you would hope. How are they resolving this? They're resolving this by looking at their platform. So it's all important now. What data are you holding it? Where are you holding it? And how are you governing it? So by knowing what data the banks hold, governing it appropriately, then they can foresee these challenges and actually get a better insight into their customers. So that's a couple of examples that I could give. Having an accountancy qualification absolutely sets you in great stead. Many reasons why. It gives you the attention to detail and the accuracy required when dealing with data. It makes ensures that you're numerate. You can add up, I would hope. You can add up, which means that you recognize patterns with data, you recognize patterns with numbers, and it's all that, I'm afraid it's attention to detail again, that makes accountancy such a relevant and applicable qualification to have within data. It certainly served me very well, and I know other people that it has too. So all the very best, good luck, enjoy your qualifications, and don't forget the data.